It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
What it is, this is the wise men. Go ahead and roll because I had Dr. Drew was going to come in to talk to Kylie today, but Kylie...
I'm here.
Okay. Kylie is, I think, the last American to go to the hospital for COVID. So
No, bro, that was Aaron.
That's Idol.
Idol. I'm sorry. My source. Dylan, could you step in my office for a second, please? Just a second, Dylan. Dylan, if you could step in the office, please.
I was all ears.
Okay. When I ask you to step in the office, it's polite to say why. Let's try this again. Dylan, could you step in my office, please? Because you're fired. That's why.
I think, I don't know. I doubt it's, he went to the hospital for COVID. He
probably
went to get an MRI and his torn pec from that bench.
Yeah, because that was, Luke, I don't know if you were there, if you saw the video online. Highly suspicious. The weights didn't match. And it seemed, you know, Aaron's if anything, but not dramatic. So he's the only guy to go to the hospital for COVID at this point. So, you know, with that, you know.
Is this current?
It happened today.
I missed this.
Yeah, he happened today. Yeah. He will not be us because he's got COVID and he turned himself into the hospital. Apparently.
I can't believe COVID's still going on. Yeah, the last case, right?
Aaron thank God they got ventilators open for him. So,
the flu made a hard comeback and pushed it out.
Yeah, I've literally had, I think, every strand of COVID since it broke out. It's almost like a point of pride now. After the second boost, I said, good enough. I'm going to just let natural immunity do its thing or whatever. Try dieting and live a cleaner life. And that seems to be helping with not just COVID, but everything. So, you don't have to buy that in a store. So, you know, but, you know, it's funny you said Batman because, and you're knee deep in the industry right now. It's hard pressed to find a superhero movie that you have not made some appearance in, Luke, and that's not over exaggeration. What do you, because I wanted to get into the thing with Kylie and the CBD oil, because Dr. Drew is got caught up in an interview. So at the very least, he's going to send me a text to read to you, Kevin. So, but before we get there.
Right.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm going to be honest with you. I personally expected a different diagnosis from the good doctor. But to say he's skeptic, he's a little bit of a skeptic of CBD oil would be an understatement. But he makes some good points. But then again,
well, you know, I am over here praying for a miracle substance, though.
Yes, you are.
Tell the doctor that I'm completely.
I told him. I also told him that I've seen improvement.
Oh, thank you. Okay. Well, thank you very much.
I'm
praying for a miracle. But yeah. Okay.
But if you don't mind, if we could go back to Luke, that'd be really great.
Yep. Okay. Sorry.
All right, so Black Adam. I didn't think it was terrible, but okay, I'm gonna tell you the truth. I didn't even finish it. So and I hate that because regardless of whatever, you always want to support whenever a wrestler is doing anything in our industry because it has a trickle down effect. Like, you know, it's like when one of us does bad, we all get punished for it. One of us screws up, we all get blamed for it. One of us is a bad actor in a movie, we all get blamed for it. But
one of us kills their family, we all get blamed.
Yeah. But you know what? It did my heart really good before I get to my question for Luke to see Kofi Kingston on the Father's commercial during the national college playoffs. That was pretty cool.
Awesome.
It couldn't be a better guy than Kofi. I always argue Kofi is our generation's Ricky Steamboat. Never be a heel, can work anybody, is just and that's not a bad thing. Because a guy like that who does it all in and out of the ring the right way, he needs to be a good guy. But so Why is it, and you made a great point about Batman coming back stronger. Why is it, do you think, with DC that Batman always hits a home run and everything else just doesn't?
Well, you know, like I say this about Black Adam, and I'm not trying to defend it.
No, and I'm not dissing it either. Yeah.
Right. Well, I know what you're saying. As an adult, this is my thoughts on it. I think as an adult, we view things so differently. Like if we were a kid, that those movies are, I feel, are more targeted towards kids, right? But they know the adults have to go, so they got to give us a little bit. But when you're a kid and you watch something like that, it's just like watching wrestling in the 90s, right?
Yep.
It's captivating. It's captivating. These guys are larger than life. These characters are larger than life. These special effects are larger than life. Think about it. When you watched Chucky when you were 10 years old, you pissed your pants. You were scared. Because it's like, you know, it's so different. But if you watch Chucky now, you go, man, that's the dumbest shit. I would, you know what I mean? Like this, you watch it and you go, it's not the same effect. So I think that's us as adults. We watch something.
When I was a kid, I had that deathly fear of Chucky. And then my grandma, I was in the hospital, my grandma bought me the My Buddy doll to make me feel better. And I bought it. Chucky.
Yeah,
he looks just like him.
Even Teddy Ruxpin was kind of scary when he got a lazy eye. No offense, Kevin.
See, that's what I'm saying, though, Tyrus. I'm looking for.
I know where you're looking. I know it's like I said last week when you yell pick that up. Four different guys start looking on the ground. Yeah, I know. Here's the thing, though, because you made a great point. I don't think Batman doesn't cater to kids.
No, not at all.
And I think that's why Dark Knight, honestly, that's my favorite trilogy. I got to be honest. I love Marvel. I think Thanos, the whole whatever. But then, you know, I was a big Thor. I thought Thor was great. And then they got super woke on the last one. But I always thought Dark Knight was just next level. And then this other Batman, I was like, there's no way. And then they found a way. Like it's like one of those things where you find yourself watching it. It's like one of those repeat movies. Like you just if Bane's on, I'm going to finish the movie.
I think Batman's just always been cool, right? No matter what, Batman's been the consistent cool character in the comics. Like everybody's like Batman down the line is a badass. You don't really hear a difference. That's why you're so stereotypical. That's why when you hear a new Batman announced, everybody gets in an uproar at first of who's playing it, because like who's the new guy? I forget his name.
I call him Emu Batman because he's so sad.
But that's what I'm saying, right? Everybody expects Batman to be a badass. So you hear that guy's getting casted and you go, what the f-? You know, but then you watch a movie and he does a pretty good job.
But they also surround him with like all the villains are puny, which I think, you know what? It works, because when you have a monster villain and they have a fight scene, it's like, okay. Here we go. And I think maybe it's because Batman's also the human, but the writing is good. They do the same thing with Joker. And then Marvel tried to go. I feel like they tried to go that way with Black Adam, but it's one of the, then you hate the fallout. I hate the fallout, you know, because the Superman gets a bad rap. I thought he was a good Superman. I didn't have an issue with him.
I haven't seen any of them. I haven't seen
a Superman. He's a beautiful guy.
You got to give, you know what? Man. Yeah, all respect. He is, I don't use that term loosely.
He was a soap star, right? He was a soap star before that.
He is a good-looking guy.
And he looked the part. He got all jacked. Like, Robert Pattinson did a great job as young Bruce Wayne.
Yeah.
But the fact he didn't get all jacked kind of defeats the purpose for me, because I want my Batman jacked. But at the same time, we had the emo hair at the funeral for the mayor and those kind of like that part. I was like, no, but it was a great movie, and he did very well.
Well, I think he'll get jacked when he runs into, like, if they bring back Bane, because he's got to do some, you know, because the Riddler was, I mean, what a great casting. Like, that's another thing, too. Batman just seems to cast better. But I always look at things in terms of, like, I always go back to wrestling when I look at things. When you have a good heel, and a solid baby face, it's pretty, it kind of writes itself. I think like they bring new characters in and they just try to do too much. You know, it used to be you had to like tell the story. And I think sometimes the special effects, it's almost too much. because you're watching a cartoon more than you're watching a movie. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just, it's the guys, when they have guys who are invincible, Superman's invincible, Black Adam's damn near invincible. I think there's like a disconnect because who's really going to go at him, you know? And I don't know what DC. I also feel like some of it is, it's just fun to rag on DC, you know, because it's like DC is like the, it's like the one that, it's like the red, it's like Meg. You know what I'm saying? You just always got something bad to say about.
Did you see Marvel just put out, they're bringing back Aaron Fisher, the openly gay Captain America?
Oh, good. Why not? That's America now. Why not?
You know what DC reminds
Captain
me
America's
of?
Abstinent, so no matter what way, he's still gotta stick to the rules. He's gotta be married first. He's Captain Frickin' America. So it doesn't matter what his sexuality is, he's not
as long as he's married.
He's gotta be married. If he's not married, there'll be none of that chicanery. You know?
Motley Crue party nights.
Yeah, you know, and the new thing is Hulk is an abused child. Like, they just need to stop attaching to fake characters. Hulk just breaks. We don't need to get into why. He just turns green and breaks. You know what? He's Jägermeister, okay? He erupts, he blows stuff up, doesn't remember anything afterwards, and you move on.
Emotional trauma to our superheroes.
We don't need it.
But you do make a good point. You got to remember, like that's originally how he was. But as years go by and story goes on, he starts to get emotionally attached to certain things and build relationships with people. And you're like, wait, Hulk never knew what the hell he was doing.
No.
So how's he building a relationship now?
Like Hulk
smashed.
Are we
talking about giving superheroes feelings?
Yeah, we hate it. Yes. Right on time, Trevor. Right on time.
Hot take. Sorry for the delay, gentlemen. Sorry. Right.
Well, you were doing husbandly duties, which we respect on here.
I literally brought my wife in, threw her on the couch, and said, "Hey, I gotta get on the podcast, babe. Love you." And my son is now taking care of her, so I've done my part.
There he is, the real life Captain America, Trevor Murdoch.
Yep. And he also waited till he was married to further my point. You know, I don't care. Captain America, the new Captain America is openly gay. And I'm like, I don't care. I simply don't care. It doesn't matter. I'm not there to see his dating life. I'm seeing him to stop the Red Baron and keep America great. And I don't give a damn what he does on his off time. I don't care. I don't care if Superman has a baby on every side and every planet, which probably he could because he's faster than a speeding bullet. And like, if I was Superman, it would be baby mamas would be my biggest enemy. They'd just be popping up everywhere, ruining my day.
Hey, how long do comic book characters belong to a certain political party other than like Red Skull?
Oh, it's already happened. It's already happening.
What Captain America's Civil War was about, wasn't it?
Yeah, and then Thor... They just rewrote history to fill boxes. Like they took the Rock character, who literally the only person who supported him in the first movie was his mom. She's the only one who showed up at his revolution. And his mom printed his flyers. To fit the woke, they acted, and then now she doesn't exist. He only has two dads. Rocks come from two dads. Like they don't even care. They just sit in the room, they're like, you know what, we gotta do this. And when you don't. You don't. I think the biggest thing is like we forgot what redemption means. Redemption doesn't mean go and be worse the other way. It just means don't do the same shit anymore. Disney used to make racist movies, okay? They don't do it anymore. You don't have to go the other way. You know what I'm saying? Like if you made a past mistake, own it. I'll be better and go forward. Don't go the other way because then people are like, now you're doing the same thing just from a different perspective. Y'all see what I'm saying?
100%.
Like, why do we do that? You know, it's like you...
Well, that also comes down to lack of creativity. Because nowadays, guys, there's nothing new. Everything's remade. We've got to somehow make something unoriginal. Originality, guys. So they take what is currently there and try to make it current.
Well, there's no more musicians.
No.
I mean, there is, but there isn't. Like, when's the last time you've seen a band? When's the last time you've seen a new band?
No, it's not a cover band.
Pop. Yeah. If it's not an overproduced pop act, I don't think so. But you know, like, they have created AI that can make, via algorithms and sound, like, the most popular pop songs by pressing buttons now, just on the way.
Well, who is it? I forget his name and I feel bad. He's got the tattoos. He wrote, produced his own song, and it's like number two. And he's
Post Malone.
Maybe that's it. And he's competing against the machine, and they're pulling out all the stops. Like, they're trying to keep him from getting to number one. Because he wrote it, he produced it, he sang it, he had one guy for everything, and he's competing against, I want to say it was Taylor Swift, who had 15 producers on one song, 20 writers. I mean, but you know what, though? But think about it. Same thing happens in wrestling. If you get five writers on a guy, and they're all spending their nights thinking catchphrases and stuff for him, and then he's going against a guy who basically walks in. They're like, "What do you got? What are we doing? We'll let you know when you get out there, kid." And the other guy has this has a screenwriter and a teleprompter.
Are you saying they set you up to fail?
They set the guy up to succeed at your expense. You know, and I always,
not about you, kid. Not about you.
It's
kid.
Not. Right don't. Now. And you're not being selfish. You're being so selfish right now. This guy doesn't get it. You know, he's so selfish. So put the dress on. Go out there and get rock bottom. And be a man about it.
Don't you want to be a team player, kid? Show what you got. You do anything?
Yeah. Like one of the. you just have to laugh. When you look at stuff, but Hollywood's the same thing.
Oh, yeah.
We'll be back with much more after this.
Fox News Radio on demand on the Fox News app. Download the app and just click listen. When you swipe left, you can listen to your favorite Fox News talk shows live. Swipe right for the latest Fox News Radio newscasts on demand. Fox News Radio on the Fox News app. Download it today.
You know what, though? Some things still hold up because I had two of my daughters this week for a break and between hosting shows and stuff, I got home and we watched a scary movie, and I was trying to think of the stuff from back in my day, you know, stuff that was good, you know, like Poltergeist and American Werewolf in London. But at the same time, it's like, you know, it's funny because my son's 11, I'll put on something like American Werewolf, and if there's like an adult scene, I'll just kind of fast forward it, you know, like, or just, you know, like, close your eyes, son. With my daughters, if it's in there, we can't watch it. Like, I'm like, I can't do American Werewolf. There's too much nudity in it, you know,
He transforms into the wolf, and
you know. But there's also a shower scene, and basically, as a father, although I'm proud of the main actress for becoming a nurse, but I'm not proud of her for taking home a patient she just met who has claw marks and just came from possibly being a murderer. There was a lot of what have yous there, and that's just poor judgment. So, as a father, I can't sit there and let my daughters watch that and condone that behavior. So I made sure I went through. We watched I Am Legend was the first scary movie. And I wanted to put Poltergeist, but I had to build it slowly. You know what I'm saying? I had to build it slowly. And all the kids like zombies. Like, they all, like, they. This is a zombie generation. Their bad guy in every movie is a zombie. A zombie apocalypse. And Z, and there's even like a Nickelodeon show with zombies on it. It's like the thing. So when I said, oh, this I think has zombies in it, they're like, yeah, we need to watch that. And then the second night, I was going to put Aliens in, but Aliens, my 8-year-old grew up watching it. She used to walk around the house doing the alien roar to me all the time when she was like 3. And she watched Jaws and stuff and said, hey, Dad, that's what happens when you don't listen. The sign says don't swim, and you go swimming and the shark ate you. That's what happens. I'm like, that a girl. You get it. But my 11-year-old is not, she's a little softer in those type of things. So those movies scare the shit out of her. So we watched Fire in the Sky, and there's not much to it. It's kind of slow.
Yeah.
So they were talking trash. They were talking trash, you know, like, oh, Dad, this is boring. Then when the abduction happened, under the covers, nightmares, couldn't do it. You know, like, we're not, you know, looking up at the sky, and I'm just giggling going, yeah, that's cool. So some of the old stuff still holds up. But, if I watched even Aliens, though, every once in a while, there's a Jim Henson moment where you're like, oh, man. But some of the stuff.
For a kid, that Alien coming out of the belly that scene there at the table when they're all having dinner. That's a little wild, man.
Yeah.
I was a Critters guy. Remember Critters?
Critters, yep. Critters still works. I think anything with a good score, and that to your point, Luke's point earlier, there's no more musicians. Like when you think of great movies, if you turn the music off, they're not great. Star Wars without the theme music, not great. Like you couldn't even sit through it. You know, all of a sudden Darth Vader's helmet seems goofy without the music, you know? So in all those movies, Aliens had a great score. They all had great scores. Whenever Jaws, I mean, you hear the music, your heart rate goes up. Now I was looking for something new. Nothing. There was nothing I could put in front. Like horror movies aren't supposed to be like awful. They're supposed to give you a scare. And as a parent, you're trying to do something fun with your kids and watch a scary movie, and you just can't watch the new ones. They're all the same.
The last ones I thought that were decent, I think, as we think about it, I think Paranormal Activity 1 was okay.
Yep.
Because it was like, you know, that eerie, scary, like, oh, this, damn. And then, what was the other one? Saw. The first Saw.
Saw was good.
Well, I don't know about that, boy. Saw, man, that tear a man's gut up. Some of that stuff they do in that movie. Ooh.
No, I wouldn't. It's not for 11-year-olds, but it, you know. Yeah. But.
Well, it's not really scary. It's more gory, right? I guess it's.
Yeah, as an adult, man, I'm looking at it going, oh, God damn.
Yeah, let's play a game thing. And then he knew. I don't know what was worse, that he knew your dirt or that he made you do something. It was like, because. If you know, like, I have your computer history, bro, let the buzzsaw go. I ain't fighting it. Can you speed the clock up? Hey, you ain't got to do all that, bro. Here, give me the pistol. I'll do this for you. Is the computer history out? Okay. Done deal.
Shoot the computer first and then myself.
I prefer a beautiful death. May I have a samurai sword, please, and a white cloth? I'll do it myself. There ain't no riddle. And do not let my wife near me. Like, oh man. So, all right. So I hosted some shows and Trevor was, I threw a little shot at Trevor, when I was hosting this show, which by the way, I was the king of the night. I was a number one comedy show. So, I mean, I beat Colbert. Yeah. We had a good night and there was no Cat or Greg. So no one could say that it wasn't me. So I'm kind of proud of that. But Trevor and we on the podcast, they were complaining about me, about how being friends with me apparently is an inconvenience now.
Wasn't complaining.
Aaron complained the most.
He did.
And I've literally never referenced him ever on TV. But he complained the most. Like he was like how much of an inconvenience it was for him, and then Trevor sends me a snapshot of fake books. And he was like, did you know about this?
I got hot. No, seriously. I was like, man, somebody's plagiarizing my boy. Like, you know what the hell is going on with this? Like, you know?
So, like, yep. There's like 10, there's like 15 of them. And it's the most a book's been, it's one of those dubious, it's like, hey, you have the most fake books out of everyone. That's not a good thing. Because even if they sell 30, and some of them sold like, you know, 100 copies and stuff like that, it's, and I don't know how they get away with it, but it made me think about wrestling when you said that. Like when you, especially like when someone has a good gimmick and then a bunch of other wrestlers take it.
Oh, it's the worst.
And it's never better. You know what I'm saying? And I remember AAA used to do that a lot. Like they weren't even hiding.
Yeah.
You know, they would just have their version of Stone Cold and their version of whomever. Like, and I used to, and I thought about like, how do you think Ric Flair would, although technically I guess you can make the argument that he stole it from Nature Boy, but all those guys from different territories would steal each other's gimmicks. And I was thinking, should I look at it in a positive strand instead of looking like, oh man, I lost out on potential sales, and worse, I don't know what the hell they're saying about me. Cause I'm not, you know, to get it, you got to buy it. And Amazon, when Post Hill said, hey, why are you guys selling this stuff? They're like, we really can't not sell it. You have to prove plagiarism. So literally you have to like sue them. You know,
my issue would be what content is being put out there about you. You know what I mean?
Yes,
it's flattering that people are copying.
Oh, it's not flattering because it's never you're like, it's like on your work. You know, it's like, all of a sudden, if everyone started claiming to be Luke Hawk and all the circuits, you know, and they start trying to take credit for
it. It's just a pain in the ass, dude. Yeah, it's just a pain in the ass. You get f***ed and you got it, you know, like, you're not supposed to do nothing about it. Like, I understand what you're saying because it's everywhere. There's all these loopholes, there's all this BS.
And we all accept it. And if someone stands up, they're being a care, you know, all that guy's
the problem.
Hold it right there. We'll be back in a bit. Obviously, everyone here saw what happened with Buffalo Bills football player and the freak accident.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone who either played the game, but also in wrestling, because I immediately go back to the shock of what happened to Owen Hart. I remember that's one of those moments where you remember where you were. I was working my first job at Carlson Kelly's, and I remember looking at the TV that was on, and I saw Triple H and crying on TV, and I thought, what was that about? You know, and you know, where the WWE made the horrible mistake of continuing the show. Obviously, the WWE today wouldn't do that. But what bothered me about this whole thing was the story is about the young man. It is not about football. It's not about anything else. It's about him. All I want to hear about is his recovery, how he's doing. I don't want to hear all of a sudden these football experts coming out and telling us how bad and, you know, masculine. It's like sometimes you just need to stop. You know, leave your bullshit. This isn't about anything else. The nice thing for me is I saw that we still got a lot of human beings in this country. People, I mean, his GoFundMe page, I think, is up to like $6 million for his charities.
We saw people,
and I'm not a religious man, but I respect prayer. People who, because a lot of times the message, it's about the message, you know, and we see all that, and we see all these people, and we see this humanity. And I was like, it's a horrible tragedy what happened, freak accident that happened. But you try to look at the silver lining, and it was just so many people came forward. I was like, that gives me hope, because I'm surrounded with dealing with the spineless cowards who spend their days on social media talking about everybody. They don't represent this country. They really don't. And then they wait a couple days, and then they come back thinking that this is their chance to get a sound bite or to get, you know, recognized for saying something really trivial. And they're like, oh, heterosexual men and conservative men like football. No. It's a sexist sport. No, it's a sport predominantly played by men. But you know what? Every one of the men have mothers, wives, girlfriends, sisters who support them, cheerleaders, GMs. If you look on every NFL sideline, there's women on every level. They're even coaching now at a high level. So it's really stupid to make those kind of comments. The only reason why women aren't playing football is because physically men and women are different. I know, breaking news. But I refuse to even, because I got asked that today on a radio show. They're like, hey, what are your comments about, what's her name from The View? One of the cauldron witches. And and I was like, why are we even responding to it? Stupid is as stupid does. Like, the whole interview should have been, if you really cared about him, but you had to get your talking points because you're trying to score points with whomever is going to pay for you to come, pay you 15 grand to come speak at their dinner, should have been about he's doing better this week. And it's still a long haul. And the NFL has guaranteed that he's going to get his pension, even though he hasn't been in the league 3 years, and he's going to get his health care and he's going to be taken care of. And whatever his life is, whether he never sets on the football field again or not, he's going to be in a good place. And I think like that should have been the story. Am I crazy for that? Do we need to all of a sudden talk?
No, that's positive, right? That's like good and influential, positive shit. But like you said earlier, that doesn't sell, right?
No.
Like no. But it also opens the door. It also opens the door. Then they go, okay, well, we got to take care of this guy, right? So this guy over here, I know it's not as drastic, but you got to think, you know how people are. Humans like to take advantage of situations and manipulate stuff, right? So you go, okay, he almost died. You take another guy who maybe stubs his toe and he has a toe injury, and now he's trying to, you know, he hasn't been playing. Now he wants to sit out because he's lazy, or I can't play. And he's trying to milk the system. I can still get paid and I play. Because there's guys out there to do that, right?
Oh, yeah. And so, all four. Yeah. We see that all the time.
It's just one of those situations where if there's human involvement, it's tainted, bro. No matter which way you go. And
well, that's a good point. Everyone always blames inanimate things. They, them, the GOP, the DNC, the da-da-da-da-da. It's bad people who whatever you want to, however you want to cover them. Like, you know, the murderer, it's a case of the system. No, it's that individual. who chose right. that. That's a bad person. And we always see they, at least now they wait a day. At least they gave us a couple of days. But to that point, you know, because I played ball, I wrestled, I know that I'm, when I leave athletics altogether, I'm not going to walk out the door I walked the way I walked in. I'm going to pay that bill.
Yep,
and we means, are. Yeah, we all are. Yeah. And we knew that in our chase for glory and our chase for alpha malehood, you know, all the things as a man you want to do, you want to be a provider, you want to, you know, you want to be respected, you want, you know, you want to reach, you want to be able to carry your name, and you want to be someone in the community like that is my man. He's a man's man, and he did his part. And it's a lot of pressure on men to succeed. And when we don't succeed, no one gives us excuses. Like, you're only as good, every one of us here is only as good as the last bill we paid. We're only as good as the last meal we put on the table. And we're only as good as our last match, joke, or whatever we did at work.
Well,
our
John body Jeff of work. Said, what have you done for me lately?
Yeah, that is 1,000% has to do with what it is to be a man. And here's the deal. There's this, I always forget his name. He's on Instagram, and I love him. Like, I love him. He's got that great speech about, I'm all right, and I'm all right, too. Because his message is, for us, nobody gives a shit. Oh, man, I'm having a bad day. You know, Luke hasn't been home in a month because he's doing six different movies and wrestling, and he's got a broken, he's all beat up. Nobody cares. Did you pay your bill? Yeah, yeah, I paid my bills. Okay, then, what are you complaining about? Like, no one says, how are you feeling? You know, how is the, Trevor, how are you feeling? Are you tired? Do you, you know, do you wish you could be doing something else? No, that's reserved for the people we take care of. And, you know, and then, and if you question it, but no one asks the guy how he's feeling. And if they do, they don't, you know. That's why when everyone asks me, hey, how you doing? Maintaining. I maintain.
When we blow up and we have a moment of just pure, like, all, then we're crazy. We're out of control. We're
toxic.
Toxic, yes.
See, I always check, dog. I always check on my boys, you know. Look, first thing when I got on this call today, y'all wasn't on yet, but I said – EC3 and Kyler was on. And I said, how y'all doing? You know? And they said, what's up? You know what I mean? Like, I was just checking. I was asking how they were doing.
So, but if we could, like, do you ever, though, when you ask somebody how you doing, and then someone like Aaron starts going into their issues, and you're like, oh, man. Because that's the cold part.
Because, like, you, different scenario.
You know, like, you just ask somebody, like, how you doing? You just want the one-word man answer. Like, I'm good, bro. What? Well, actually, I'm glad you asked. So I came home from lunch yesterday, and the toilet seat was up.
Well, hey, remember the days when you started making good money and you'd ask a family member, hey, how you doing? Oh, man, I'm all right. My life feels behind.
Yep. Oh,
my
yeah.
kid needs this.
All their problems and friends and ex-girlfriends and all that.
Yeah.
All their problems always seem to resonate right around $300.
That's the...
I just had that $300.
It's either $300 or they get, and then after you give it to them, the $300 goes to $1,500. It always goes to. They always have a rent that somehow their paycheck doesn't match.
And it's always somebody else's fault, though, too.
Oh, like, I always think of Casino, Joe Pesci, who is like, look, did you gamble? You degenerate piece of shit. Just say you gambled. Your light, your heat bill's off. You know, you just say you gambled your bill money. You got kids, you pee. And the guy from I gambled. And he's like, all right, you pay this. And I swear to God, like, don't lie to me. Don't lie to me. You know, because here's the deal. How about when they get mad at you when you give them a solution? Like, oh, man, you know.
Oh.
Like, hey, Fresh Market's hiring, man. You could get a part-time job. What? So you're not going to help me?
Yeah, I'd rather make up problems, right?
Yeah, yeah, like, oh, yeah, okay, well, I could have done that by myself, bro. Yeah.
Hey, I could sit here and go on hours with y'all about this. I'm serious. I could go on hours about this. I just dealt with all this with my family for Christmas and stuff. Like, all this whole scenario. Like, y'all, I don't think some of y'all might know my backstory a little bit. But real white trash, right? Real white trash. Come from a family of nothing. Alcoholics, drug addicts. Just real, real bad. And I don't see him too much or speak to him. But I went over there for Christmas just to say hello every now and then like I do. You know, they live in a trailer park. There's death on both sides of the trailer. Dying of cancer and, you know, from just drugs and beating their bodies up and hepatitis and everything. But it's bad. So you know, I had, obviously my career is going pretty good right now. And I keep a distance from him because I have to.
Yeah.
But I go over there and I see him, and normally, you know, I'm in pretty good spirits, and they don't affect me they don't affect how I feel, because I've outgrown and I know they are what they are and they can't elevate past that, unfortunately, no matter how much you try and help them.
Right.
They're never going to do anything to help themselves. Well, this time it was a little different because I am doing more than I ever done before. I'm pretty damn successful now. And it sucked to realize that, man, they are freaking knocking on death's door. They're all miserable and they ain't got nothing. But they, by their own choice now.
Yep.
By their own choice. Because, but, and then they're starting to look to you. And I said, don't look to me. You weren't there when I was a kid and when you were supposed to. You know, so that favor, that doesn't get returned. So you can't, you know, you're not my parent now. You're physically my parent, but you're not.
Right.
You know,
so
I love you. I love you because that's, you know, there's that love there. But, you know, it doesn't mean that, you know, I'm going to let you destroy everything I built, because that's what happens once you open that door. They come into your domain and they wipe out everything you've created.
Well, and that's the thing, Luke. It's not that you don't want to help them. They want you to fix their problem. If most people would come up to us guys and go, listen, can you just help me get started, or help me, point me in a direction, or just at the very least, just get me started at the beginning of it, not just fix it for me. We most likely would help them out, but that's, you know, that's, they don't want help. They want you to fix it.
Do it.
So
yes, or do it for them.
Luke and I have similar beginnings, right? And the one thing that, and me and my brother were is, tight as you could possibly be growing up. We basically had to rely on each other for pretty much everything. And the difference is my mother, though, she worked her ass off, but she was never around because she had to work. And as you get to a point where when you're both broke, there's a bond there, right? Then one of you starts to succeed. And this is when, this is when the bond is really tested, because instead of being happy for you, or even inspired by you, the resentment is you. Well, why is he? Well, because I'm working my ass off to get where I'm doing. I'm the one who's running, lifting, and doing everything I can do and hitting the books. You're not. But instead of saying, yeah, I'm not doing what I need to do, it is, oh, he thinks he's better than me because he got this opportunity. So then they become a cancer. So they don't ever want you to succeed. They want you to be where they are. So what's the best way to do that? They keep taking things from you. And it's and then this is where you struggle, because then you get this guilt. Like you have to save them. I'm a firm believer the only person who can save themselves is you. Only you can really help
yourself.
You. You have to be able to look in the mirror and be like, I f***ed up and I need to get my together. And that's the only way you get better. Someone can come in every week, pay your rent, but then you have 30 days to pay it again. And lo and behold, you take the first week to chill. And then the second week is, this is where I'm going to get started. Now you got two weeks to pay your bill. You haven't even started yet. And then it's the third week. And then by the end of the third week, that's when you start calling to check on your brother again. That's when I'll get the call. Hey, what's up, man? Saw your match, man. Good bro, like, yeah, man, I'm glad things are really going well for you. Then about 3 days before rent's due, dog, you're not going to believe this. My boss, like, screwed up my timesheet, and so I'm not going to get paid for another 3 weeks. Like, I don't even know what to do. I'm thinking about calling a lawyer. So now I can't pay my – now I'm not going to be able to pay my rent this month because it's going to be 3 weeks late. So I said, well, you should probably take a letter from your boss to your apartment complex. Man, he's not going to do it because then he admits he's wrong. Oh, man, I ain't got it. What are you talking about? I just saw you on TV. You know, and all of a sudden now you are the bad guy, instead of like, I had all month to get my shit together. And that goes on and goes on. The toughest thing for me to do was to walk away. And when I mean like walk away, I told my brother that I loved him, but I couldn't know him anymore. And I walked away. And it's been damn near 8 years, bruh. And I get an email every Christmas. Merry Christmas, bruh. And I don't respond, because I know, and as much as I miss him, I know as soon as I get him next to me, he's going to make me pay for his sins. So I had to move on. So, and moving on, which a lot of people will, was the best thing, because our relationship, no matter how much I did it, I always ended up following the rule where I had to be his protector. I had to be the big brother. I had to step in and save the day. And then at my own expense, my relationship suffered. Then I got into financial trouble. And when my went bad, they were looking at me like, well, what'd you do?
And they're there to help you, right?
Like, oh, no.
Everybody else.
Yeah.
But ain't nobody reaching down and grabbing, handing you a hand.
Damn, how are you going to get out of this one?
Yeah, that's my favorite. Yeah, boy, you really screwed up, man. I told you not to get on TV. You did? So, yeah, they always, hindsight's 20/20. And then here's the cold part, but here's the difference between you and them. You get hit in the mouth while you're laying on the ground, you're looking to see where you can stand up at. When they get hit in the mouth, they're waiting for you to come get them. Yeah. And then when you do get them, they're bitter because you made them wait too long. So that's.
No, I laugh because I've been in that same position.
I think everybody has except Aaron.
Did anybody get a text from him?
No, he can't. He's in the hospital. He has COVID. If he texts, there's a chance he could spread it.
Okay. All right.
All right, man. For more podcasts like this, just like this. Man, next week we will have Dr. Drew on. He just texted me. He's going to have a sit down with Kevin Kiley and clear up this whole situation with his eyes.
God bless.
Are we going to be a part of this, or is this just Kevin?
No. We are going to be, because Kevin's going to need, he's going to need us when it's over. I don't think it's going to go. I don't think it's going to go the way it's going to go. And I will pay money to hear Kevin Kiley say, well, Dr. Drew. So we're going to see.
I'm looking for all help.
Yeah, Dr. Drew is on the case, and we're going to get at least one of those eyes looking forward. That's our goal this year. We're going to get one. Just one. Man, this has been the Wise Men. Enough said. Listen ad-free with Fox News Podcast Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts. And Amazon Prime members can listen to this show ad-free on the Amazon Music app.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.